Nida Yerushalmi, corresponding to Nida Bavli Daf Beis. We begin the Yerushalmi at the beginning of the Meseches on Daf Aleph and Mud Aleph at the Mishnah. Shammai Omer Kol Anoshim Dayan Shaitam. Shammai says that once blood leaves a woman's makor, means the source of her menstrual blood, her womb, and enters what we call the Beis HaChitzon, which is outside the makor but still inside her body, she is ready to meyer. If any woman sees that she became a nidah through a bedika, checking herself, or blood left her body, then the din is daya shaita, which means she is tameya from now and onwards, but not retroactively. Hillel Omer mefakida lefakida afilu leyom harbe. Whereas Hillel says she is retroactively tameya from the last time she checked herself, she did a bedika. Means when she checked internally in her Beis HaChitzon and didn't find blood, even if it was many days earlier. The Chacham say the halacha is not like Shammai and not like Hillel, but rather 24 hours reduce, I mean, retroactive tumah from the last time, the time of her last bedika, if it was more than 24 hours ago. And her last bedika, if it was in the last 24 hours, reduces from 24 hours. So it's the lesser of the two, 24 hours or the last bedika. On Isha Sheyeshla Veses Tayashata. Any woman who has a Veses, a regular period when she becomes a Nida, at regular time, then Tayashata, then she only has Tumma from that time onwards. Amashameshes Deidim Arezuka Fakida, Amaetes Aliad Meis Leif, Aliad Mefakida Lefakida. If a woman had relations with Adam, which means she checks herself before and after relations, this is like a bedika. It reduces the retroactive tumor from 24 hours and from the last bedika. And the Gemara says, Ma'u da'yan sha'atan, she'ein l'metameh taros l'mafreya. What's the concept of da'a sha'ata? That she does not, l'metameh taros that she touched retroactively. V'chachamayimim l'kedivayzeh, like a shamay sh'lei nosan siyag v'dvarav, like Hillel, Shehiflig Amidaisav. Ram say, it's not like this one, it's not like that one. It's not like Shammai, who did not give offense for his words, and it's not like Hillel, who was too extreme. Ela meis leif, ma'etes aliad mefakid lefakida, mefakid lefakida, ma'etes aliad meis leif. Rather, 24 hours reduce from the time of her last bedika, and her last bedika reduces from 24 hours. Ketzad meis leif, ma'etes aliad mefakid lefakida, Bodka Atzma B'Sheni B'Shabbos V'Rosa B'Chamishi B'Shabbos Ein Tomei Ela Ad Me'eif Le'eif D'Arbasa. How do 24 hours reduce from the time of her last bedika? If she checked herself on Monday and saw blood on Thursday, Tavos she touched our Tomei only from 24 hours ago, which is Wednesday. Ketzad Mefakid L'Fakida Ma'etes Aliad Me'eif Le'eif Bodka B'Shachris V'Rosa B'Mincha Ein Tomei Ela Ad Shachris. How does the last bedika reduce in 24 hours? If she checked herself in the morning and saw only in the afternoon, tell us that she touched our tummy only from the morning. Taman tanina and hasheretz shenimsa b'mavri v'tamal mafreya. There's a Mishnah that says that if a sheretz was found in a mavri in an alleyway, all towers that were made there are retroactively to meim. Rabbi Ami boy masnisa d'loy kashamai. Rabbi Ami asks, well, is our Mishnah unlike Shammai? And Rabbi Yossi in Leisu Kashammai, Rabbi Yossi answered, yes, it's unlike Shammai. Afilu Kehillel Leisi, V'loi Moide Hillel B'mavri Shehu Miskabed V'shatef Shehu Shammim Oive Boi Shehu Toho. And the Gemara objects, well, if you compare a woman to a mavri, it's not even like Hillel, because doesn't Hillel agree that a mavri that is swept or stream of rain passes through it that retroactively is Toho? A sheretz would have been swept or washed away. Shammai Omer, and Ha'isha Alideshi Yugil Meoglaim, Osu Oisak Mavri Shu Miskabel Vishatash Shagashomim, Oibibai Shu Vuhutahor. A second answer is that Shammai says, since a woman regularly urinates, we consider her like a Mavri that is swept or a stream of rain passes through, that is Tahor retroactively. Ad Kadoin Vishibodka Mansa Noguv, Bodka Masa Tahor, Biami Vishem Rav, Rabbi Abba Vishem Yoda. Bodka Masa Toho Asura Labesa Ajiyis Nagev Mayona. Our Mishnah said that a bedika limits retroactive tumor only when she checked and found it dry. If she checked and found an appearance that it was Taho, Rabbi Yama says in the name of Yav, in the name of Av, Yehuda, if she checked and found that she's Taho, she's forbidden until her Mayim, the source of her blood, dries up, lest Tame appearances come out. Had Rabbi Tuvi, Omar Bashem Rabbi Abo, Asur, Labesa, Ad Me'eth Leif. Rav Tuvi said in the name of Rabbi Abo, she is forbidden to her husband for 24 hours. Amar Yaakov Ba'acha, Kad Tzadikis La'acha, Shem Isa, Min Kol Abonon Muteres Labesa Miyad. Rav Yaakov Ba'acha says, when I came here to Eretz Yisrael, I heard from all of the Rabbonon that she is permitted to her husband immediately. Rabbi Bayan Meimer, Mandama Muteres Labesa, Mipikida, who Lema'et Me'ez Le'ez, Mandama Asur Labesa, Enem Mipikida, Lema'et Me'ez Le'ez. So the one who says that she is permitted to her husband immediately, a Tahor appearance is like a Vedika to reduce in 24 hours. The one who forbids to her husband holds that it's not like a Vedika to reduce from 24 hours. I feel like a man da'ama asur lebeisa kupikida he lema'et me'is leis velami he asur lebeisa shimetech shuhi misvageles bedomim tahirim he misvageles bedom tameim. And the Gemara rejects that. No, even the one who forbids to her husband holds it's like a Vedika to reduce in 24 hours. Why is she forbidden to her husband? Since she regularly sees Tahor blood, she regularly means with concern lest she see Tame blood. Badka Masa, Sophic, Pshita, Eine Kavakida, Ema'et Me'ez who adds my Moshe Tame B'Sophic. The Gemara asks, well, if she checked and found a Sophic, obviously it's not like a Vedika to reduce for 24 hours, isn't Matame retroactively due to Sophic? Mishmeim and Adar, Tumtum Vadorganus, the answer is, we learn from the following Tosefta that if a tumtum or an androgynous saw blood, the din is da'a shata. A tumtum is a person who has his reproductive organs covered up and with a piece of skin, and therefore it's unclear whether male or female. An androgynous has signs of being both male and female. Ma'at shvamina, how do we learn from this? Amr b'yosi, tumtum b'androgynous, sophic, me'ez le'ez sophic, vein sophic le'sophic, achav Vayasa Sophic Mesle Sophic Vein Sophic the Sophic. So the Yosi answers that a tumtum androgynous is a Sophic, perhaps he's a male or and his blood is Tahor and 24 hours is a Sophic. We're not concerned for a Sophic about a Sophic. So here, citing means she checked and found a Sophic and 24 hours is a Sophic, we're not concerned for a Sophic about a Sophic.